This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Yeah. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you spend with me. You know, you hear me say it all the time. I know there's like a bunch of other shows you could be watching, but you've chosen this one, and I appreciate that more than you know. Let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, people you know you hate or don't hate, or whatever, about the show. I hope to get through this, because I got a whole bunch of what I call smorgasbord stories. I mean, stories from all over the place. Crazy stuff going on everywhere. But you'll never get anybody to admit to some of this. You know, what I've noticed, even more and more, like in my little community where I live, there's nothing, because I'm a Republican conservative. There's nothing, they're not the same, by the way, just so we're clear. There's almost nothing I do or say that they're happy with. No, it's nothing I do or say that's truth or real. But everything they say, everything they do, everything, everything that they put their hands on, they think turns to gold, even if it smells like dog turd. Seriously. California, the golden state, the wonderful state, the happy state, the state everybody wants to come to, but not so much. There are areas in California that people are running away from in droves, and they're not running to other residents in California. They're running out of California. So you can't blame on the area, because someone's saying, well, that's because that area is depressed, and that area is this. Bullpuckies. Not true. You know, Billy Joel had a song called Moving Out. And that would be very appropriate for what's going on in California right now. Now, many individuals in parts of California who have packed up and relocated to places like Oregon, Michigan. Why would you go to Oregon? Forgive me, Oregon, but it's cold. If you're in California, go to Oregon. That's a major change, don't you think? Well, I think. Oregon, Michigan, Arizona. Sweet Jesus. I mean, again, Texas, Idaho. The Golden State contains to rank number one, or continues to rank number one, as a state that has waved goodbye to more residents. Last year, about 143,000 people left the state and moved to other areas. And this is all backed up by the Census Bureau. And despite the state's losing 3.5 million people to other states from 2010 to 2015, many demographic experts say there's no mass exodus from California. What are you talking about? Right? But really, why are so many people leaving? That's really what you want to know. Why are they going? And then maybe you can stop the others from leaving. And you can start arguing about it. A couple by the name of Mike and Velvet Ambuski from Hesperia, California, among those who have relocated because they wanted to live in an area with less crime, better jobs, friendlier people, improved services, less traffic, and more politically, with a more politically conservative atmosphere. The Ambuskis began their relocation a couple of months ago when they drove to from California to Velvet's home state of Michigan. Now, a move Mikey and Buskey called one of the best things we've ever done. See, Muskie, I'm going to screw this name up, right? M. Buskey worked at the Rancho Motor Company in Victorville. Okay? He began his new job now on Monday as part of a manager of a Chevy dealership in Ithaca, just a few miles from his home. Right? And again, man, I hope he's ready for the cold weather. I moved from Boston to here because of the weather. It was either here or Texas. Now I'm wishing it was Texas. But if I had moved to Texas, I may have never met the lovely Tammy. So I want to make sure I'm clear about that. He said that California was just getting too expensive, the crime rate's too high. Right? It's getting worse by the day, he said. And the last straw for him was when Governor Jerry Brown came out with his new fuel tax and car registration fees. That's right. My car registration fees went through the roof. And now you've got the fuel tax soon to be followed by, come on, I've told you this, let's see if you're paying attention, a mileage tax. So I love this. So you're going to pull up to the pump. You're going to pay taxes to put gas in your car so you can drive on the roads that they need to fix. And then when they're done with all that, when we're done with all that, what's going to happen? Come on. You with me? Yeah. Then they're going to tax your mileage. Isn't that cool? Seriously. Think about it. So a California native who's experiencing his first winter in Michigan, and Buskey said that he's amazed by the culture of the of Michigan, where people are nice. Whoa. What's that saying? No one looks at you weird when you wave at them. Everyone's quick to help their neighbor. The weather. Yeah, oh, God. You know what?
I had this culture shock.
When Tammy and I first moved here, or I had been here for a while, when she first moved here from Florida, she would wave at people and they wouldn't wave back. I was used to it. But apparently I got so cold to it I never noticed. But it was definitely a culture shock for her as well. Now, he said the weather hadn't been that bad up to that point, right? Well, the high temperature of the day hovered near 20 degrees. As long as the wind doesn't blow, he said, it's okay. Realtor Karen Sanchez, whose parents recently moved to Texas because the political climate in California infringed on their personal rights, said there's a steady flow of people moving up and to Texas. I love it. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. More on the mass exodus from California after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chicky-chicky-boo.
We are back.
Yes, sir.
I don't know for how long, but we're back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. Let's see how much attention they're really paying, right? 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Seriously, be part of the conversation. I don't care how you have to do it. Be part of the conversation so that you can get somewhat informed, somewhat engaged. Look, there are smarter people than me in the chat room, so head over there if you want to. Seriously. 10-855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. If you head up to the website, you can give me your email address, and you can become a Patreon person. I mean, you'd be part of my politically incorrect posse. That's what it boils down to. And I will, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I will, I need as much information as you can give me. I don't sell it. How do you like that? I just use it for my own reasons, to find out where you're listening from, you know, to see what you're buying, what... I don't know what to make anymore. I mean, I've been called on the carpet. I'm trying to find coffee cups made in America, which is not a problem. The only difference is if you buy the ones that are made in Taiwan, they're 62 cents. If you buy the ones made in America, they're $6.62. And then you guys complain about the dollar amount. I can't make you happy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about the mass exodus from California. They don't want to admit to it. Nobody does, because, you know, then you've got to say that the state is failing. But you look at how much it owes in back pensions. You look at how much it's taxing the crud out of everybody and how much more it has to tax. What it's going to have to pay out is crumbling infrastructure. You look at all these things and then try to tell me that everything is hunky-dory in Rosyland. You know what I'm saying? And I was talking about this couple, Karen Sanchez, who's a realtor, says that her parents recently moved to Texas because the political climate in California infringed on their personal rights. I have friends of mine that have been here all their lives and said, look, we are probably months or a few short years away from moving out of here. And they said that there's a steady flow of people moving out and moving into the high desert. I'm sorry, moving out of the high deserts in California. And they're not the desert you kind of think about in your head. San Bernardino County Sheriff John McMahon said in 2017 that the violent crime had risen by over 20% in his areas. Come on, give that some thought. 20%. That's a big deal. And remember, I don't want you to have guns. They don't want you to protect yourself. Don't you find this kind of crazy and just nuts? Anyway, with 33 murders last year in the high desert, the year's homicide rate jumped by 11 from the previous year. I mean, they're seeing increases in not just out-and-out crime, but homicides. Right? One couple said they came back to be with their mother, who's not doing well. Just about the same time, McKenzie's company had an opening for him. Christine Weissman said that Kenzie is working at the new Winco that is located between both their parents' homes. Now, before leaving, Christine Weissman said that the couple had multiple conversations about moving because of the worsening crime in the areas that they lived in. You can only tell your scared kid so many times that the gunshots are fireworks. Seems like the sheriff's helicopter was always flying over our house with the bull. See, the problem is that these people can't or don't go to jail. They plead down to lesser crimes. You know, we did that whole story about it. It's a 24-hour process where they walk in and they walk out. I mean, seriously. If there's no crime to pay, and they know it, and the way the law's been rewritten, you're almost better off committing a crime with a gun than without one. We'll have to do that story again. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, 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 always appreciate the time that you're with me. She said, Weissman said that she was surprised and blessed when she received a call from a fellow mother who asked her about the 760 area code on a birthday party invitation that her daughter had received. She said, I called her back and found out her and her husband both attended Hesperia Christian School, Weissman said. We go to the same church with them. Our kids go to the same school. And we hang out pretty much at the same time. Crazy how they knew exactly why we wanted to leave the high desert. See, it just goes, we have so, and it's not just that. So, we're paying higher taxes. Why can't they protect us better? Right? I mean, if we're giving more of our money to the state, what's it for? If it's not for better public safety, if it's not for better roads, You know, if it's not for better schools, what are we doing? Why give them the money? But it'll never stop. These people, it's like crack. For the legislators in Northern California, it's like crack for them. Everything that they see, they want to do, they want to build, and they will simply tax the Californians into making it happen. They have no shame. They don't care. They really don't. If you want to send me an email, you can send it to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. And please, capital TRS in the subject line will tell me that you want to discuss something. You want to talk about something. You know? All right, let's see what I got so many stories. Remember Louis Gutierrez? He's the one I used to love to play clips from. Because he would just go nuts about the things that Americans do. About the way we run this country. Now, he's a legislator out of Chicago. Illinois. Right? Where you've got all kinds of killings going on in a city, a state, / where you can't own guns. But you know what? It's not the fault of the city or the city fathers or the city officials. Just ask them. It's the fault of the neighboring states who won't crack down on gun laws. So Illinois Chicago member, Congressman Louis Gutierrez called President Donald Trump explicitly racist on Tuesday night after leaving. When you find out why, you'll have to come back from the break to know. You'll find out why, you're going to throw up in your mouth. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight, bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up, call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
A couple of nitwits.
Hey, look, I thought I'd change it up a little bit, but I'm not going to go, listen, I'm not putting that stuff from the 80s or 90s on. We're going to hang out in the 70s, late 60s. What? Hey, I like it there. It's a comfortable place to be. Loud. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, and in the chat room, and texting, and tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. Okay? I mean, seriously, being part of the conversation. I don't care if it's by text message, by tweet, by Facebook, write-in, whatever it is. We were talking about Illinois... What's his name? Congressman Luis Gutierrez. And Luis has decided... Now, see, when he saw the firestorm, when he left the... For some of you who don't know, Mr. Gutierrez, or Congressman, who won't be this year, he's not running again. Thank you, Jesus. When the president started to talk about America... The U.S. and how great the U.S. was, he got up and left. Now, he's now claiming that he left because he had an interview to do and he wanted to make sure he got out before the crowd, got him stuck there kind of thing, which I'm not buying for a second. Because it's the other comments that he makes, you have to sit there and go, well, wait a minute, that doesn't add up. Right? He called Trump explicitly racist. I'd like to know on what. I'd like them to actually call it out. I'd like them, instead of thinking for President Trump, I would like them to tell me exactly what he actually did that makes him a racist. Now, in a statement released shortly after Trump completed his remarks, Gutierrez said, "Hey, I was hoping to get through my life without having to witness an outwardly, explicitly racist American president, but my luck ran out." I wonder what dictionary he's using. The representative could be seen heading out of the president's address near its conclusion as Republican members of Congress were chanting, USA. Can't have that, can we? Makes them crazy. Some Democrat lawmakers patted him on the back as he left, like, good job. God. Was it the chant that got him crazy? See, I don't buy for a minute that the only thing he was upset at was he thought the president was racist, because I'd like to know specifically what racism was it. What act did the president do that actually shows racism? Not what he thought, not what he said he was doing on the campaign trail. And again, social media lit up all over it. And they said patriotism was too much for Gutierrez. He may at that point have just hit his fill point when it came to President Trump. I don't know. Right? Later on, even though the exact timing was perfect, a spokesman for Gutierrez said, nah, one had nothing to do with the other. It was just the timing. It was off, right? In his statement hammering Trump, Gutierrez recounted that he was born in 1953 when separate but equal is still a law of the land. Hey, Louis, it still is. But the problem is you flip it around. You don't know what separate but equal means. When Hispanics, or I'll even go this far, so you don't think I'm picking on one group. When illegal aliens, which is what the Constitution calls them, illegal aliens, okay, are in this country, and you're giving them more benefits than you're giving American citizens? Yeah. Yeah, you're the ones that have sat this on its ear. Okay? You're the ones that have turned around separate but equal. Again, you can't throw in my face that I'm a white guy and I don't know any better, and I'm tired of hearing about how I can't say anything because I'm white. No, Louis. My family came here from Italy, Louis. My family had green cards, Louis. My family had to learn English, Louis. And they did. Perfectly? No. My grandmother? Poor woman. I think her tongue would fall off trying to speak English. My mother, my aunt, my uncle? Yeah, they all speak English now. Both, actually. They can speak English and Italian. And guess what? And I know about my Italian heritage. We never lost that. So this false narrative that we shouldn't force people to give up their culture. We shouldn't force people to have to take on the American way. Then stay where you came from. What did you come to America for? I mean, seriously, why did you come here if all you want to do is keep it the same? Fall right back into the same thing you were doing before. Most immigrants who come here from war-torn nations, they come here because the rule of law appeals to them. They figure that they have an equal protection under the law. We're finding out now that's not true for anybody. So don't send me emails about how cold I am and I don't understand immigration. I have no skin in the game. Bull puckies, because I do. And I was around a lot of people who technically just came in on a boat. They had just come to the country. But guess what? Apparently, you can't walk across the Atlantic Ocean. You have to take a boat. So when the Italians came here, or the Spanish, or Greeks, or whatever, when they got here, they came here on a boat. They had to stop at Ellis Island. They had to have a sponsor. They had to prove that they weren't going to sponge off the government for the next 10 years. Terrible, isn't it? Terrible things to have to prove. Why would you put that burden on anybody? You know, it reminds me, this craziness reminds me of one of the bills that Barack Obama voted against when he was a senator, when he was in the Illinois State House. And, I'm sorry, no, with the federal government, right? When he voted against a botched abortion bill where it would have allowed babies that were born, even though the abortion went bad, right, they were born anyway. And the babies are lying on a table dying. They could be helped. Medically, they could have got help. But they're laying on a table dying. And he voted against the bill that would allow medical treatment for those babies. And you know what his reasoning was? It's all in print. It's all recorded. This is my Christian friends, too. This is the team you support. He was concerned that the mother would have to go through the decision again of having to decide whether to abort the baby or not, to allow the baby to live or not. I think he should have brought the mother into the room and said, Do you want us to let that die, or, I mean, it's just a blob of cells, right? You want us to let it die, or what? But he was afraid they would have to make the decision again. How about having some integrity and compassion, you know, the compassion you say we don't have? And why not go in there and go, okay, look, here's what we'll do. If, by the miracle of God, that the baby makes it through an abortion or attempted abortion, you no longer have that child. It doesn't belong to you. We'll give it the services it needs. We'll give it the care it needs to make sure it survives. And then we'll put it up for adoption. Because apparently adoption now is a swear word. Apparently, if you use the word adoption, it's terrible. But abortion, now it's become totally acceptable. And even my friends that are listening, and I say my friends, even there's people on stations, I'm sure the show's going out of that, maybe not agree with me. I would love to hear from you. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. I would love to hear what you have to say about adoption versus abortion. I would love to hear somebody on the far left tell me why adoption is so bad. Right? I mean, seriously. You know, I constantly hear how we need to be more like Europe. We need to be more like those socialist states. Well, you know, most countries, overseas especially, they ban abortion after 15 weeks or 18 weeks or 20 weeks. I don't know how many countries will allow you to have an abortion after 22 weeks. But we're so much more evolved. We're so much more ahead of everybody else. Except apparently when it comes to economics. In that case, we're behind. Capitalism is behind. This is why we have enough money to pay for all these abortions, because we believe in capitalism. That's where the tax money comes from. You look at California and all the money it takes in. And how these tax crack addicts up in Sacramento spend it like crazy. And as we go to break, I want you to think about the whole country being run like that. That should scare you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few. Don't go far.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the pad and fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com. Or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Yeah, hey, if it turns you on, you want to get up and dance, do it, but then you're going to miss the show. I don't know what to tell you. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being engaged and involved, seriously. If you're not going to be engaged and involved, then I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. You're not going to learn anything. And whether it's with me or somebody else you're listening to, tune in to somebody on a regular basis that actually you can learn something from, that expounds on or grows the stories from the day before. You know, I remember I used to say it all the time, and I meant it. I don't want to just pound on when President Obama was in office. Pound on President Obama 24/7. Right? Not interested. I want to deal with some of the issues that nobody else, some people are ignoring. You know, you used to be a member of a thing called a magic castle. One of the things you learn that magicians do, and they do it very well, when the longer they've been around, the better they do it, is it's deflection. They deflect your attention to where nothing is happening. Right? So where they really need to make something happen, in the area that they get you to look somewhere else for that split second, so you don't know what's going on. Now, I think President Trump is very good at it. I think he's done it often, where he creates noise and a buzz and all kinds of stuff, right? And you end up looking in that direction. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. So, you got to go. Later on, I'm going to post a piece by a friend of the show, Tom Del Vaccaro. You've had him on. We've had him on enough times. You guys have heard him. He's written a piece. He said, biased FBI and DOJ officials broke the law and tried to decide the election. Now, it's not a long piece. Some of you, I know, some of you is long when it's over 140 characters. I get that. But you need to take a read. You need to look at it. You need to take a read. And you'll see the timeline of how things laid out, or were laid out, and how this all ties together, this big game that they were all willing to play in the DNC to make sure that their person got in, to make sure that their person won. Anyway, the campus reform, one of my favorite places to go for stories. And the reason I love them so much is because they're out there on campus. They're young people talking to young people. So they went up, they went onto a college campus, right? And they took a video, they made a video, obviously. And the producer or the commentator was reading excerpts from the State of the Union address. Now, he was reading them to people, and they were believing that they were lines from President Trump. You got to hear their responses. Let's see if I can do this. You know, and it's amazing when they find out, when people usually find out that how ignorant they actually are. Yeah, it makes them quite nervous, you know?
I'm Kyle Phillips of Campus Reform. Today we're at John Jay College getting reactions to President Trump's State of the Union address last night. We're going to give them a few quotes from the speech and ask their reaction. Except the quotes we're giving them are actually from President Obama's State of the Union addresses. What will they have to say? Let's find out. So I have a few quotes here from the State of the Union. I want to get your feedback first. Talking about ISIS, saying, quote, we need to call them what they are, killers and fanatics who have to be hunted down and destroyed. What's your thought on that?
Well, first of all, ISIS is fake. It's something the government made up so they can continue doing what they want to do, which is world domination.
Donald Trump should, like, you know, mind his own business and, like, just focus on America because he's the president of the United States, not of the whole world.
I feel like that's a very strong statement. And when you say something like that, it kind of makes you, like, a target.
Or if you're a threat to this country, we're going to get you for that. It's just ridiculous.
Next up, talking about the general world stage, saying, quote, when you come after Americans, we come after you. It may take time, but we have long memories and our reach has no limit. What's your thought on that?
I don't think that's a good way of handling something. It's like he doesn't think before speaking and how it's going to offend a lot of people.
He should be careful because there's other countries out in the world that has, like, you know, like automatic weapons and, you know, nuclear bombs.
I mean, he's got small hands, so I don't know about his reach. So,
and finally talking about China, saying China.
Isn't it interesting? These are all words by Barack Obama that they loved. They loved the guy. Thought he was great. Greatest thing since sliced bread. And I'm just amazed at this. Are any of you amazed at this? I'm amazed at the fact that they don't understand, that they don't know, that they don't realize that these were all things said by their beloved. Which shows you that it's ideological. It has nothing to do with the realities of what's right and what's wrong, what's the right thing to do for people. It is 100% ideological, and it's sick.
China wants to write the rules. That would put us at a disadvantage. Why should we let that happen? We should write those rules.
I wouldn't mess with China.
He's over the top in general, so it's par for the course.
It's like everything is out the window, like, oh, whatever he's, oh, China, China, China.
I guess the way that he approaches things is very aggressive, and that's not the best way to approach situations.
What if I told you
that all three of these quotes were actually from President Obama's State of the Unions.
All right.
Full of shit, aren't you?
What's your thought? Are you surprised?
You know what? Can you believe it? I mean, can you believe... Sorry about that. Can you believe that these young people... And this has been one of my arguments has been they have a problem saying, gee, you know what? I don't know. Right? Not enough information for me. Think about it. Why is it so hard to say, I just don't know, I'm not well informed? What have we taught these kids? Have we told them it's okay not to know? I'm just asking because I as an adult, and even the my young kids, not that it worked, but I used to say the same thing. Don't just answer a question to answer a question. Tell me what you know or what you don't know. That way we can go from there. That way we have a clue. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and all that fun stuff. All right, so UPS, I love these stories because you can't refute these stories. But UPS is boosting its investment back in the U.S. of A. for over $12 billion. They're going to expand its company's logistics network, right? That's going to bring more jobs, put more people in the U.S. back to work, and they're going to raise some capital money, well, you know, capital spending money, right? And they're going to invest $7 billion over the next 3 years for the construction and renovation of facilities. Now, you go, okay, well, that's a big deal. Well, it is a big deal because you're looking at local craftsmen, plumbers, electricians, carpenters, cement, you know, what are they called? Masons. I don't know if they still call that, but, right? And you get all these people now, they're going to have work. HVAC people. UPS believes that its investments will create new jobs, secure existing jobs, and expand opportunities for our people. We're committed to remaining a preferred employer by continuing to provide industry-leading compensation. Now, you also recently made a $5 billion tax-qualified contribution to the company's three UPS-sponsored U.S. pension plans. This represents about $13,000 per participant. The voluntary contribution raised the funding level to above 90%, securing retirement benefits on behalf of union representatives and union-free employees eligible for UPS-funded pensions. And I love it because the Democrats are running around saying that all this is because of President Obama. All the stuff that he put into place is now taking shape, and that's why these companies are doing this. UPS specifically, why didn't they do this last year then? Why didn't they start setting it up, getting it ready to go last year? But UPS specifically came out and said, no. This has everything to do with the new and current tax plan that just hit. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you've been spending with me on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, whatever, communicating. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. I do appreciate the time you've been spending with us. Head up to the website, realside.com. There's so much you can do up there, including give me your email address, buy my book, buy a T-shirt, a coffee mug, buy something, and I'll stop asking for money. We'll catch you tomorrow.